coming up on 5:45. It's 58 degrees. It's a WIB Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday. Ah, I'm tempted to just drop one of my good jokes on Jason Cans. And maybe I will. I don't know. Let's say good morning to him, first of all. Good morning.
Good morning. I always like jokes.
Yeah. So first of all, I'll ask you how your weekend was.
My weekend was okay. It was kind of up and down. And I think for the most part, it was good. Tessa, as often, was gone much of it.
She and Elena were swimming at the Fairfax
pool. Elena were swimming. Yeah. Elena stayed here, mm-hmm. I think, on Saturday night.
So. She did.
Yeah, but it was a good night. A good weekend overall, I guess. Talked to some good people. John and Grace were here for dinner last night, which is always a blessing. So
okay.
Ran into one of our listeners in the grocery store on Saturday morning. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Sean Stutzman. So he said he listens regularly. His mom listens. So it's as always, really nice to hear from listeners. So
always good to get feedback, especially the positive kind. All right, so
yeah, you bet.
Since I just finished the British Open yesterday, how about this one over in that general vicinity of the planet, for a joke to kick off the morning, which country has the fastest growing population?
I don't know.
Yeah, Ireland. Every day it's Dublin. All right, so there we go. It's a start to it's officially a start to Make Us Laugh Monday. Well, and we try to turn this into Mental Health Monday, too. And so maybe let's start there with today's topic being not an upbeat one, but I guess a real one and an issue for many of us, and that is depression. So what do you got to say about that?
Well, just as a segue, there used to be a section in Reader's Digest called Laughter is the Best Medicine.
Mm.
So often...
Norman Cousins, Anatomy of an Illness, makes that contention, so...
Yeah. And so I think depression is very common in terms of mental health issues, mental illness. And so often I think we confuse it for being sad. And that's often not the case with depression. In fact, sadness isn't even really a required part of the diagnosis for depression. It can be actually loss of interest. I first dealt with depression a number of years ago, and I can pinpoint it. We were sitting in the living room, Heather and I were, and we were trying to make some decisions about our house, and she asked what I had wanted to do, and I just kept telling her, I don't know. And then I started crying, and she said, "What's wrong?" And I had no idea what was wrong. I had trouble concentrating. I had loss of interest. I felt numb. And, so that, I think, was my first foray into kind of that darkness of depression. And again, it's relatively common, but it shows up in so many different ways for different people. Some people get really irritable. Some people develop physical symptoms with depression. So there's a lot of different things. And I think one of the things as Christians that we can honestly wrestle with is, We're known, I think, a lot of times for saying things like, "Well, have you prayed about it?" or "I'll pray for you." Or even worse, saying things like Christians would never get depressed because they have too much to look forward to. And so rather than holding space for people, I think there's this desire to move past it quickly and spiritualize it. And I know that in my family, we've experienced some of that.
Let's
it's a real thing.
It is a real thing. And I appreciated you sharing what you did share. What I think people would wonder, like, what happened? How did that continue to play out for you after cry?
So I think Heather said, "Okay, let's press into this some more." And so I started talking with my doctor. I did go on an antidepressant, and that helped with some. And again, that's another issue.
I want to deal with that. Let's deal with that because there is the group of believers who say absolutely no to any that the Bible would have the answer. And so we know you're pretty big on the Bible. You've just written a devotional commentary, which I got to hold over the weekend, called Letters to the Beloved. So you're not light on that, but weigh in on the medication part.
You know, I think, right. I think medication, you know, with clinical depression, the neurotransmitters in our brain are not functioning the way they're supposed to be. And that can be for any of a number of reasons. Usually it's not I would even go so far as to say it's almost never a fault of morality. It's a neurochemical issue. And so medications can help us get to a place where we can process through some of that stuff. It's not simply masking symptoms. You know, I think that, you know, if somebody has diabetes, we don't say don't take insulin, because we're trying to help them restore, both with medication and with prayer and with therapy when appropriate, to get them back to functional wholeness. And there's a lot of different ways that we can help people get there. And I think when we use more than one thing, it can be most useful.
Uh-huh. Good thoughts on depression on this Monday. And if somebody has somebody, either they themselves or someone they know and care about, is struggling with depression, what would be your advice to them on this Mental Health Monday?
You know, I think talking with a primary care provider, seeking out somebody who's close, particularly somebody who themselves maybe has dealt with issues with depression, I think can be a good way to get connected. There's some good support groups, even online, I think, to help with answering questions and so forth.
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk again tomorrow.
You bet.
So much to always chat about, but this is the best 5 minutes. Here we go. WWIB. And more tomorrow from Letters to the Beloved. We'll continue on in the Beatitudes. Good morning, friends. Welcome to a brand new day. It's Monday, July 19th, 2021. July just kind of flying by. Some pretty good weather, huh? Warm, but not too warm. Humid, but not too humid. And great to get out there and enjoy the outdoors. Go swimming, like we mentioned. Jason and I, our daughters, enjoying some plenty of time doing that. And so whatever it might be, camping. Hey, this is the day that the Lord has made. So what do you say? Let's rejoice and be glad in it, huh? Yeah, yesterday's gone and tomorrow's unborn. Life's here and now and eternity's in it. So carpe diem, let's seize this day and every moment in it. I got to say that, the Mike and Mechanics song that Russ leaded, who former lead singer of New Song, did the wonderful remake, The Living Year. It's been years since I heard that tune. And putting lots of tears in your announcer's eyes this morning. It was 15 years ago on last week, Sunday, July 11th, since my dad passed, which awkwardly coincides with my daughter's birthday, Grace. And so she was 3 years old the day he passed. And so, tell people you love them. I heard a Tuesday People podcast with wonderful author Mitch Albom over the weekend based on Tuesdays with Maury. And there was some audio there of his former professor, Maury Schwartz, who died of ALS. But, you know, near the end of his life, saying, as Mitch would visit him every Tuesday, saying, I love you, Mitch. And Mitch, as he listened to that 1995 audio, had himself a difficult time embracing that. But let's tell people we love them while they're alive today. Monday, July 19th. Hey, this is the day the Lord has made, and he loves you. He loves you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and your heart, your soul, your mind. He made you, friend. He loves you. Christ died for you.
Do you believe that the God of Jesus loves you beyond worthiness and unworthiness, beyond fidelity and infidelity, that he loves you in the morning sun and the evening rain, that he loves you when your intellect denies it, your emotions refuse it, your whole being rejects it? Do you believe that God loves without condition or reservation and loves you this moment as you are and not as you should be?
Friends, you're not going to love others unless you believe he loves you. That's just the way it is. And so 1 John 4:19 tells us that. How did he love us? Romans 5:8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Build your foundation on that today. All right. Well, we've got Susan. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Drew is on the line from Michigan. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning. I don't know. I'm rolling out the subject of the morning, which is just, and get some comments on this. And I just thought, and I don't want to turn this into a nutrition lesson or anything like that, but
ooh,
I think, you know,
please don't.
You think about church and you want, it's like, you're going to hopefully go there and get strengthened so that you can face the world and the temptations of life, right? It would be one of the things. And then, there's the coffee. I mean, depending on the church you are, it could be you know, one pot or eight, depending on how large the church is and how many flavors. And then I guess it just struck me as I saw multiple open donut boxes yesterday, and I thought, that's a temptation. And I'm like, this is kind of funny to me that it's just like, we're going to try to strengthen you for temptations, except this is going to be a temptation.
Wait. Like a temptation to happiness?
A temptation to have one.
Oh.
And then I'm just
right,
like,
to have one.
You know,
and
I mean,
happiness.
And there are people in the church who believe
donuts. Is there anything they can't do?
I mean, he goes to my church, you know, and so he's probably the one who brought those. But thoughts, anybody?
Drew, go.
I'll say this one thing real quick is when we first moved back from China, I just couldn't believe that they were giving out free stuff. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
I remembered in China, Starbucks did this promotion one year where they're like, bring whatever container you want and we'll fill it with coffee. And people were bringing like Rubbermaid bins to fill with coffee and just like taking it home. So I think to give you a short
Can I just respond
go ahead.
From a Liberian standpoint, which is the primary foreign country I've been to. It's that like I didn't see any food pantries in Liberia. Okay. There was no distribution. Whereas here, I mean, it goes from the lower class on up in terms of the distribution. So anyhow, yeah, that is ironic. But
free
go ahead.
Stuff. Yeah. Free stuff, yeah. So to give you a quick comedy lesson, what you've wandered onto here is a contradiction. This is why it's funny. So you can either embrace the contradiction or get rid of it. You know
Ooh,
what I mean? It's up to you.
I like it.
This comment sent me down the rabbit hole last night. Like, how many people wouldn't be coming to our church if we stopped giving out donuts? I mean, I went to a dark place. You know, it really disturbs me.
If you make me give up donuts at church, we'd have to leave little trails of M&Ms, from the parking lot to the church. I would go.
We have a 9 o'clock discussion group, and I love it. It's great. And I went, I've been like, I go need some coffee. I like a little cream in there. And then I saw the donuts. The sugar, and I'm like, you know, I got a spare tire around the middle I'm trying to shake off, but I'm like, and I only had half
Isn't
of one.
Isn't having a spare tire a good thing? It's
in a
wise.
Car, not your waist. But it's just like, and it was, yes, it was good. I'm just, it just, the temptation, though, and I thought, so.
All right. Well, I just watched The Donut King on Hulu. It was so edifying. It isn't just about, like, glorifying donuts. It's about how this Cambodian refugee came over, got trained in at Winchell's. They basically trained the enemy, and he had an empire, and he would let other Cambodian refugees come, and he'd train them. And 90% of the donut shops in, like, L.A. area are owned by Cambodians. It's very cool.
Wow.
So,
see, that's a beautiful thing, Mark. Why can't you get on board with that? You know what I mean? Come on, Mark.
All right.
Donuts. Is there anything Support they can't do?
Very good. All right. You know, I'll stick with my half a donut and coffee. Thank you.
There you go.
Love you. Have a good week, Drew.
Take
we
care.
Love you, man.
Bye,
Talk
Drew.
To you next week.
Weekend recap. It's time when we find out what these two rascals have done all weekend, and I'll let you know what I did this weekend. Just another chill family time. My son Will was home from Madison. We said goodbye to Michael Kapla, who is going to play hockey in Sweden on Wednesday. And I'm just going to tell you guys this. It isn't funny. It isn't. It's just a public service. My son Will's an internal medicine physician at University Hospitals in Madison. He also previously worked at the COVID ICU in Cleveland. He let me know that this new variant of the coronavirus...
Delta, right? The Delta variant?
Is 1,000... It replicates 1,000 times faster than the original one. So no judgment, listeners. And I'm just letting you know that if you are not vaccinated, your immunity may have worn off if you had COVID before. I just want you guys to be ready for this. Be ready to take care of each other, you know, if that's your choice not to, because we've seen a surge in Eau Claire County already. And I just felt like I wanted you listeners to know that was coming. And that's good information.
My highlight of the weekend, the Bucks win on the road in Phoenix. And I probably let out a shout there after 10 o'clock. It brought my son Dawson down to be the only person watching the game with me at any point. But we shared in some excitement there. Part of that in the final minute, and what a thrill. Can they finish it off tomorrow night? Hoping so. But also a walk on the river Prairie Trail for about a half an hour. Good exercise.
Beautiful.
On Saturday.
So lovely there.
And hit the Y yesterday.
Yeah, I would say maybe the highlight of my weekend was an unexpected picnic. We had some plans change on Sunday, and so we did a Taco Bell picnic because that was the closest fast food place to Moon Lake Park. And yeah, so we hung out with my sister and her kids and a gal from our church and her daughter as well. So yeah, just watching the kids play and get a little wet in the splash park and had some Taco Bell at a picnic. And actually, there weren't any tables left because someone was having a birthday party there. And this lady kindly noticed that we were just going to make do on a bench and on the grass. And she's like, no, we have an extra table complete with tablecloth and everything. She's like, you guys take that. So that was really kind.
I have one more thing to say because I don't want to end on being the coronavirus girl. We went to Kat and Zach's church, which is Westridge. So lovely. Different culture because I'm Lutheran. But this is what I don't get. They always say, you know, when you visit a church, sometimes they say there's prayer available if you want. I always go up because I always need prayer.
Plus,
it's free. So why wouldn't you?
Good example.
And I just wanted to say thank you, Westridge. It was an amazing morning. And thank you for the prayer and intercession for what was on my husband's heart and on my heart. We have a beautiful body of believers in this area.
Stop trying to amuse yourself and start thinking about what makes actual human beings laugh.
We think about that all week long as we gather our acorns, our jokes, and come to you here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
I have to say, my parents have had... I guess my jokes are not that great. My mom and dad actually drove all the way out to my house to give me a Reader's Digest on Saturday.
There's some great material in there.
I haven't opened it yet, so don't get your hopes up, Mama.
That's your first good joke right there. I'll start things off. I used to think I was indecisive. Now I'm not so sure.
That's funny. Why was Cinderella kicked off the basketball team?
Why?
She kept running away from the ball.
Okay. Well, guys, something that happened over the weekend, I'm actually due in court next week. They said I was trying to steal the Mona Lisa from the Louvre in Paris. I don't know why, though. I asked a security guard, and they said I could take as many pictures as I wanted.
That's funny.
All right.
Hey, guys, remember, if you lose a sock in the dryer, and boy, does it happen, it comes back as a lid that doesn't fit any of your Tupperware containers.
That's funny. Okay, this could have been on one of those little joke Dixie cups from back in the day. What did Tennessee? The same thing Arkansas.
Okay, state humor.
Oh, man, make us laugh Monday here in the Wib Wake Up Show. We're doing the best we can. One of my worst fears is hair loss, so understandably, I was really upset when our pet bunnies escaped.
Yes, gotcha.
It's funny.
It's so funny.
Well, as I wrap up my jokes this morning, I'm going to cite what one wise person once said.
Yes.
If you're not happy single,
yes,
you won't be happy married. Happiness comes from coffee, not relationships.
Ouch. Close to home. All right. My boss said that I've got to find a way to make fewer mistakes on the job. And I said, okay, how about I come in later in the morning? That's not a true story. That's a joke.
And finally, here on a Make Us Laugh Money on the Wib Wake Up Show, my children constantly brighten up our home. I just can't get them to turn the lights off.
Yes, exactly. And shut the door.
That's right.
All right. Those are our best jokes. The bar has been set. It is not high. What would you like to add to it? 715-396-1670 on the Wib listener line.
This article really intrigues me. Things you should have learned by middle age. I am middle aged. If my lifespan is 116 years, I'm very middle aged.
Keep in mind, this is an article on Make Us Laugh Monday. Things you should have learned by middle age. Keep that in mind as we drop this wisdom on you.
But don't you, I mean, you're suggesting, and I think this too, I'm like, I should have learned that by now.
I should have. Yes, and this first one, I definitely should have, and I'm still learning it. Don't worry about what people think. They don't do it very often.
Yeah, true.
They're not thinking about me that often. That's the key.
Yeah, another one. For every action, there's an equal and opposite government program. Should have learned that by now.
So true.
Things you should have learned by middle age here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Bills travel through the mail at twice the speed of checks.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, it could be a bumper sticker. It's true. Eat well, stay fit, die anyway.
So pass the cotton candy, please.
That's right.
Everything in moderation.
There you go. How about no man has ever been shot while doing the dishes?
That's so true.
Never see that in the news. Things you should have learned by middle age on a Make Us Laugh Monday. A balanced diet is a donut in each hand.
We touched happiness. On that earlier this
yes.
morning.
Yes. How about this thing you should have learned? Opportunities always look bigger going than coming.
Right.
Those opportunities, it's like I should have done that. Yeah.
Yeah, if we could only see when they're coming in.
Right.
Another one is that junk is something you've kept for years and throw away 3 weeks before you actually need it.
That's so why true. Everybody in Wisconsin has a junk drawer.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, I might need these cords at some
three.
Point.
That's what we called it. Myself and my two sisters growing up, we each had our junk drawer.
Right.
I love it.
And one more on things you should have learned by middle age here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Thou shalt not weigh more than thy refrigerator. Something you should learn by middle age.
I don't think I do. Yay.
So
I learned
we're
that.
Still good.
So one of the top things trending on Twitter early this morning was the name Brian Stelter. And I know him. He's the host of a show on CNN over the weekend called Reliable Sources. It's a show on the media.
Right.
And that's one of the things I like to follow. Howard Kurtz does a show similar to this on Fox. And so I clicked on it to find out what it was. And it turns out Michael Wolff, who's written 3 books on the Trump administration in 3 years, the latest called Landslide, was the guest. And imagine this. Imagine you're hosting your own show and the guest, in this case, Michael Wolff, says, I think the media has done a terrible job on this, and then turns it on you. I think it completely caught Brian Stelter by surprise. Blindside hits are not limited to the football field. So let's give it a listen.
I think you yourself, you know, while you're a nice guy, you know, you're full of sanctimony. You know, you become part of one of the parts of the problem of the media. You know, you come on here and you have a, you know, a monopoly on truth. You know exactly how things are supposed to be done. You know, you are why one of the reasons people can't stand the media. Sorry.
You're cracking me up.
It's your fault.
So what should I do differently, Michael?
All right, so we'll get to the answer, but that's the first part of it. And I credit Stelter. I mean, he took it. Again, he laughed. He couldn't have seen it coming. And you can't
The laugh was condescending to me.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and so
I'm just thinking, ouch, if I were hosting
right,
a show
right,
and
exactly.
someone came
and so
on and told
Stelter
me I'm the problem.
Stelter does turn to him and say, what would you have me do differently?
Let's listen. Don't talk so much. Listen more. You know, people have genuine problems with the media. The media doesn't get the story right. The media exists in its own bubble.
That's true.
You know,
I agree.
So, again, I thought that was a good answer in terms of listening more, even in the media. And Stelter then agrees even with what he says.
Not necessarily.
Okay, well, let's pick up the final clip.
You got to stop. I mean, that last segment that I just had to listen to of all of the people saying the same old stuff. Also, you're incredibly repetitive. It's week after week. I mean, you're the flip side of Donald Trump. You know, fake news, and you say virtuous news. You know, there's
just figure out what is
here.
Real.
I mean,
yeah, I'm listening.
Well, figuring out what is real is not so easy, and right. You know, most people don't want to turn to Brian Stelter to tell us what's real. I'm sorry.
It was just really surprising. You know?
So this was a top trend on Twitter early this morning.
Yes.
Havel staying on top of the news too. So yeah, I mean that. Regardless of how you feel about either gentleman there, to have someone come on your program and say,
right.
You know, they're a guest. And I know some of these programs are talking heads arguing, too. But for someone to say, no, you're the problem, that, you know, that's not easy to take.
And now in the end, Stelter says, then why did you bother coming on CNN a few times this week? And again, Wolf, and I give him credit. I mean, to me, he boosted his truth, his believability. He said, because I'm a book salesman.
I mean, he's just, want to sell books.
And Stelter did say, let's do this again in 4 years. So we'll see.
All right.
Well, you want to know my point?
Sure.
Okay, my point was when he said, no, we're just trying to figure out what's true. The way I was raised as far as news is you present facts. You present objective facts. And the line between analysis and news is so blurred that you're going to get news with a spin. Yeah. It's not up to you to figure stuff out for us, Brian Stelter, CNN, Fox, MSNBC. Present the news.
Yeah.
That's there you
good.
Go.
Yeah. Brain broadcast journalist, and I can tell you, yeah, the blurring of that has been occurring for many years.
Right, so. Right.
And here's Caleb just, like, getting overwhelmed with anxiety about all of this, and it's just like, give me a solstice, Ali Aaliyah. That's what I need. Shut it off.